A ceasefire is letting tens of thousands of Lebanese return home, where many find little to return to. The war destroyed many homes in South Lebanon. Throughout the country, roads, power stations, industry, and other infrastructure have been obliterated. Today we've called Dr. Mohammed Chatta. He is a senior advisor to Lebanon's prime minister, and he's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
You know, the leader of Hezbollah, as I'm sure you know very well, called the ceasefire a strategic victory for Lebanon. As you look at your country today, do you agree?
Well, there's no doubt that Hezbollah's fighters stood up to the Israelis, and because of that, they can claim victory. But there's no doubt that Lebanon, in the process of that victory, also suffered a lot. The whole country is dismembered, and we have a terrible humanitarian and economic situation. It is perhaps a victory, but it's a very sad and tragic one.
Just to be absolutely clear, are you saying it's a victory for Lebanon?
No. It's a victory, in a way, for people who stopped the arrogance of power that we've seen in Israel over the years. And in that sense, and because of that, I have no doubt that millions of people in this region who feel very strongly against Israeli policies, feel a little victorious that someone has put a stop to that huge military machine that has become so arrogant that maybe some had thought it could do everything. And that, in a way, can be described a victory. But we do not feel that Lebanon has come out of this better, not at all.
Does Lebanon's army intend to disarm Hezbollah as you move army units south as part of the ceasefire agreement?
When the army deploys in the south, and we hope that that will happen very soon, it will be the only armed authority, and any other armed group will not be tolerated, and any weapon found will be confiscated.
Any weapon found will be confiscated?
Yes.
And I don't mean to parse, but I do want to know whether your country's army will be in a position to aggressively, say, take away Hezbollah's missiles.
Well, our army is not there as an occupying force that's going to aggressively do search and seizures. That's not the point. The whole cabinet has already approved the deployment in principle a few days ago, and Hezbollah is part of that cabinet.
And when you say that the Lebanese army will not be an occupying force in the southern part of Lebanon, are you saying that Hezbollah effectively will still have great influence in that part of the country?
Hezbollah as a political party has support in that part of the country. Not total support, but it has support. So that we are not going to undo or try to prevent Hezbollah from playing politics in a democratic country. But we're not going to accept any armed group in the south, and that is a decision that's already been taken.
Are you confident that the ceasefire will hold?
We're concerned about the situation. It's not a very stable situation, but we are very glad that so far it has held, and we'll do everything to make it hold. Our army there will certainly be a stabilizing factor, as will the United Nations forces that will be beefed up in the coming days and weeks.
Dr. Chatta, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Mohammed Chatta is a senior advisor to Lebanon's prime minister.